Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello and welcome back to the What We Said podcast, everybody. Happy Tuesday. It's Valentine's Day week. Welcome to our two special guests. We thought it only fitting to have our wonderful, amazing, sweet husbands on the podcast this week. Welcome, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We excited love to be you here. Guys.
Love you so much.
It's the V-Day special. I don't know how long. I think it's literally been a year since they've been on.
I know.
It's been so long.
Yeah, I can tell. I mean,
I feel like we were just on.
Really?
Maybe
I feel like
it has been
before.
A year.
Like, I don't know. It's been a minute.
This is a first on video, though.
Yeah.
Maybe
it's because the only ones you guys listen to are the ones you're on, so you feel like it was yesterday.
Yeah. True.
True.
That was it.
Studio is sweet. First time seeing it in person.
Please. Built it.
Yeah. No, I built it, and you guys are roasting me.
Leif and Keaton built the structure that surrounds. If people actually could see what's happening beyond the cameras, they would give you an A+ on your craftsmanship.
Yes, they would.
All right.
But anyway, thanks for being here, guys.
Welcome.
Do you guys know what we're doing today?
No idea.
Nope.
I told
Probably
Nick.
Some lovey-dovey questions.
I will say, I told Nick we were doing the newlywed game, which we are doing, and I saw him asking ChatGPT questions that you would be asked.
That is not true.
Wow. Trying to get a little.
Or were you just trying to help with questions?
Yeah, I was trying to.
So it is true. You did do that.
I might have. Well, we were waiting for you guys to get here, and I'm like, oh man, feeling a little nervous. So I just had to get some inspiration.
How do you use ChatGPT? Is that something you have to pay for? I've never used it.
No, you just, it's like Google.
You just type things in.
Like an app?
It's an app or on any website, like on a.
Like, or you can find it a lot of ways. Stupid.
Yeah.
I've never.
It's everywhere.
I don't think I've ever used it. Have you?
I only like kind of used it once.
For what?
Selling something on Facebook Marketplace.
That's
say, a good make use. Me a listing for. This and then you kind of explain it a little bit, tell it the features you want it to highlight, then it gives you a whole listing.
That's actually really nice.
My favorite thing is like I put all of Case's favorite things into ChatGPT and I ask him to write me a book, like about a dog, about different things, and then it'll like spit out a story.
Like nice. You say, write me a story about a dog and a moon and a rocket ship with dinosaurs, and it will like write a little story.
How long That's does it cool. take?
It's pretty instant.
I don't
it looks
understand,
like typing.
Guys.
Yeah, it's
How
pretty
does this
crazy.
Happen? It's scary.
And then you can
it's
make
insane.
Revisions. Like if there's maybe something else you want to include, just say include this, and it'll just
say try again.
Revise it.
That's what I do. Try again. I don't like that. And I'll just do a new one.
We were kind crazy. Of talking about this last episode, I think, but I don't get how people are going to continue just with like. Essays and stuff, like, can't AI just do it all for you? How are people going to be able to, you know,
apparently,
you can be like, write me an essay about this.
Apparently there's software that can
detect
that, but I don't think it's that legit.
Mm.
Like, I think
we just have to live with it.
Yeah.
Say you got to be resourceful. And if that's using AI, then.
And if you cheat your way through school, that's only bad for yourself.
Have you ever cheated?
Yes.
Wow. On a partner?
On me? Wow.
Wow.
In school?
Yeah.
Like just copied someone's homework?
Yeah, copied someone's homework.
You've never done that.
Cheat?
Actually, I did more when I was younger. I've done that on like a homework assignment that I needed to really quick, but never on a test. I would be terrified to cheat on a test.
Never would glance over? Like
no.
That's so scary.
Testing was my forte. I didn't do well with homework. I actually am a very talented test taker.
Same.
You are very
smart. That's what Leif says. I'm not good at any of it.
That's not true.
I was I was better at probably my homework than test taking. I would clam up, I think.
Mm. Yeah, I get a little nervous.
I don't really remember, honestly. Well,
I was going to say, you guys, the parents-to-be.
Oh, yeah.
Leif's first time on since the announcement. How are you? Give us an update.
Really, like,
how are you
feeling? Heard my thoughts on it all.
Let's hear him.
Let's hear him.
Like, oh, what a drag.
I'm nervous.
Okay, I literally can't look at you or else. Yeah. No, like if I just look over, then just so everyone knows on video, if I'm never looking at Leif, because literally the mic will not catch my voice, I don't think.
What are you nervous about? I'm like, why would you? That's stupid.
Telling my feelings to thousands of people.
Oh, you're nervous to talk about it.
Yeah. Mm. I'm not nervous. I'm freaking excited.
You know what? I was rewatching When We Found Out, and in the clip, I'm like, wait, I'm scared. Like at the end, I didn't put that part in, but you're like, I'm not. in the video.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's sweet. And that's how you are. You're not really. You don't really get nervous about stuff like that. You're just excited for the shift.
I'm very excited. Yeah. I feel like we've been ready for it for a while.
Yeah.
So it's awesome.
It's about
feels
time.
Like the next progression.
Yeah.
In life.
You guys will be great parents.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Thanks.
No need to be nervous. It's not hard.
How has your life been the past few months?
Past few months? With you being pregnant? Or just all of it?
Yeah.
Which one?
Both. I'm saying, like, how has the pregnancy been from your perspective, obviously, because no one's heard your thoughts.
There is a right and wrong answer to this.
Like, and be
from
careful.
My perspective, like, no complaints for me because I'm not sick. I'm not throwing up. Like, I feel great.
That's the right answer.
I mean.
He's like, I've been feeling a little under the weather.
I feel like I've neglected my own, like, health in some aspects, like I haven't been working out, and then I like started to work out again. I got injured, and then I kind of got sick because I got injured, and so it's been a rough couple weeks, I guess, but still no complaints. Like, I don't know, life just seems fun and exciting because we're like awaiting a baby.
Yeah In our house, we are finally like progressing on our house. So we went over, honestly, like yesterday and today were the first days that we were like, okay, a lot of progress has been made. And it feels like they're just there every day chipping away at stuff. So that also, I feel like, is starting to feel more real.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a lot of stuff that hasn't really felt real, even though we got the news. Even, you know this too, it's like when you get the news, you're pregnant, but it's like, okay, is it real? Like what's happening? It just doesn't feel. But then once you start showing a little more and whatever, it starts to feel more real. So I feel like that with the house too. It's like we knew we bought a house, but nothing's happening with it. So we're just like sitting there waiting. But now it feels like a lot of things are starting to progress. So that's fun.
I know. I forget you guys have a house too. Sometimes when you say like the house, I'm like,
You're like, what house?
What house?
I know. But yeah.
Those are big things like right around the corner.
I know. It's crazy.
It'll be fun.
Like one morning you'll wake up in a new house with a baby.
Yeah.
I know.
Isn't that
That's
wild?
Crazy.
I know. It's really weird. I wonder when it will be done too. Try not to get my hopes up. I know it won't be done before the baby comes, but I've been, I don't know, thinking about how we'll probably have to move with a 2-3 month old or something.
That's cool though. That's like the only house that baby will ever remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. And it will be, I was like, oh gosh, that'll be so much work to move with like a newborn and whatever. But then I was thinking, but it'll also be so nice to actually be in our house with like a nice kitchen and like all the stuff that we've been working on. So I'm like, it will be, moving is a process, but it'll be so worth it.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Therapy has helped me in so many ways, but one way that I'm really grateful for is, you know, when you work on yourself and you have these epiphanies or these, you're able to talk through some of the issues that you have, whether it's, you know, low self-esteem, you're going through changes, you are trying to learn how to cope with things or just problem solve a little better. It helps you in your relationships as well. Like it helps me in my marriage. It helps me be a better daughter, helps me be a better friend. And that's what therapy can do for you. And therapy can be the place that you work through the challenges that you face in those relationships as well. So if it is with your friends, maybe your work, significant other, or anyone, it's really nice to have someone who's not in the situation, who's a professional that you can talk to and work things out with.
I think sometimes it's nice to talk to someone who is, first of all, licensed to help you with these different situations that you're going through in life, but also someone who can kind of have an outside or an unbiased look at your life. And it's also good to not always treat your friends or your spouse or your partner as like your therapist, because sometimes they just want to be your spouse or your friend, you know, and it's great to be able to trust people. But I think it's awesome to be able to really learn like coping, positive coping skills and things like that from an actual professional. And also sometimes people think that therapy is just for people who have experienced major trauma in life, but really it can benefit a myriad of people. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatwesaidtoday to get 10% off your first month. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatwesaid. Just Thrive. Guys, we love, love, love this company. I've been taking their probiotics actually in gummy form lately because I haven't been huge on like swallowing pills just for the past few months when I've been sick. And they have a gummy version now that's still their spore-based probiotic, like all the same benefits. So I've been taking that, but they also have just like the capsules as a probiotic. We had the founder of Just Thrive on our podcast a little while ago. The episode is called Trust Your Gut. If you guys want to go back and listen to it, it's all about gut health and it was so informative. And that really sold me on taking probiotics regularly and being really consistent with it. She had also told us that like one of the best gifts you can give your child if you're pregnant is your gut microbiome, basically, which really stuck with me. So I've been trying to be consistent with it throughout my pregnancy. But Just Thrive also has this new product called Just Calm, and it's a breakthrough new stress soothing formula. So say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, serene, more relaxed you. Just Calm's proprietary mood lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks.
I also take the Just Thrive probiotic every single day, and I also sprinkle some in Case's food. I believe they're gummies you can give to a kid who's like 5 years or older. Double check that, but I'm pretty sure it's 5 years, which is really nice because, you know, it's not easy to get kids to take multivitamins or anything like that. So giving them a probiotic can be tricky, but Just Thrive makes it easy. With Just Calm and Just Thrive Probiotic, you'll have the ultimate stress-fighting duo to help you win the day every day. Right now, when you go to justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code WHATWESAID, you can get 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm. That's like getting a month for free. We will link it in the show notes for you. Go check it out.
Are you guys getting into your place?
You said, are you doing my house?
projects.
We're like, so where's your house?
I know.
No, their house is literally like not done, but I feel like it's like wallpaper painted, like everything.
There's projects.
Have you been on
every
projects?
Week?
I've been putting Nick to work. Literally, as soon as we finish one, I'm like, the curtain rods came. Time to hang them up.
No, let me tell you, the worst is we finished doing our guest room. And it was a lot of work to like paint the ceiling, all the walls, and like multiple coats. And then she just takes the paint and walks into our bedroom and starts painting like a circle on our wall. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like,
I was sampling it.
Yeah.
And she's like, don't worry. I'm going to put a picture here. And I'm like, no, you're not. I'm like, do you know how big this room is? Like, this is like going to be a ton of work. And sure enough, she's like, I just wanted to see. And literally 5 days later, she's ordered paint.
There's just like boxes with paint at our doorstep. Nick's
they're like 70 pounds. And I'm just,
It's so much work. But then once it's done, it feels so nice. And it feels so like homey and complete.
Do you feel confident like doing the projects, or is it like trial and error?
I'm more of like the labor.
Yeah.
Like where I just do the prep work and she does more of like the artistry. So
the fun part.
I'm pretty confident in putting down like plastic on the ground and drop cloths and priming.
Taping. You did a really good job taping.
That's important. You got to have clean lines.
And that sounds sarcastic, but you know, when you're painting, you have to like do, we have a lot of, what's it called? Like, not
molding.
Mold. Yeah.
Yeah.
Around our house is like a little older. So there's a lot of trim to tape off. And in our guest room, we were a little sloppy, aka me, when I was taping. So when we would take them off, I'm like, ooh, some drips here and there. But you did a great job.
Yeah, that stuff takes forever.
It does. Prepping. It takes forever.
Yeah. House projects just feel never ending. It feels like there's always something too.
Yeah.
We were thinking about how when you also like own a house, I mean, it's kind of nice when you're renting. If something goes wrong, you're just like, oh, like not really my problem.
Yeah.
Someone else can do it and pay for it and whatever else. But I was thinking about that. When Leif was just gone, our like dishwasher was being weird, and then our front gate kind of broke, and I was just like, first of all, because he wasn't there, I was like, this is extra annoying, because like I'm not gonna like go out there and fix it, but I'll just wait for him to come home because he's whatever. But I was thinking, like, when you own your house, it's like, okay, call the plumber, get out there and do it. Like, no one's doing anything for you. You just gotta like do all the work, and I feel like so much stuff just goes wrong.
It's probably more stressful. Like when all this rain happened, one of our doors had water seeping through because it was just raining nonstop. So it kind of started flooding our mudroom. And I was thinking about that. I'm like, if this was the home we owned, I feel like I would be so stressed about, like, I mean, obviously we were trying to fix it immediately, but we like called our landlord and we're just like, hey, we need to block this off. Or, but I was thinking, if we owned this, I would be so stressed.
You'd be like, okay, well, that can't happen. Yeah. We need to like actually get to the root of the problem.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I know when there was a lot of rain at our new house just now, it was like kind of flooding this area in our backyard, and our contractor was like, yeah, you probably want to like drain there or something eventually. And it's like just all this stuff that it's like, okay, we need to take care of that for the future.
I think it'll be better though, because you guys will like take care, and you guys do like a good job with whatever you do, so you'll care about it.
It's kind of nice to like have control over it though in the same breath. Yeah. But we're just living the adult life, all of us. Home projects, children.
How old are you, Chelsea?
28.
Nick?
30. You're the oldest?
31.
29. Chelsea's going to be 29, though, in like 2 months. We're only a few months apart. You know,
let's not get too hasty. I'm still 28.
True.
You're practically 29.
You're pretty much 30. Yeah.
Okay, I have a question for you guys before we get into the game. You had to take one trait from the other person that you hope that your baby gets from them. What would it be?
That's cute.
I hope.
Don't reveal gender.
Well, are we?
The gender reveal?
Like, and?
Are we saying physical or like just anything?
Anything.
I was thinking not physical.
Yeah.
I was thinking like less surface level.
I hope they get your just like confidence in pretty much every aspect of their life, because that's how you are.
Oh, that's sweet.
That is really sweet.
To move forward with their dreams and confident to talk to people.
That's sweet. So many things, but I feel she's like
none of your personality.
Like, can we do physical? Just kidding. Okay, I have two different ideas, but they're very different. I was going to say, like, his patience and just, like, your calm nature. But also, I've been thinking a lot about how Leif is a very well-rounded person. He's a very, like, interested person. So he's very, you know, he has his hyperfixations, which we love to talk about. But also, it's just, he's curious and interested in things. And I feel like that's actually a very good trait. And I was thinking about how I feel like he will take our kids on so many adventures, very well-rounded types of adventures. Like, he appreciates good music, he appreciates art, he appreciates photography, but he also loves, you know, sports and adventures and all that. And I just feel like our kids will, I guess now I'm going into not a trait they will have, but hopefully kind of they learn that from you and they'll have a very, like, well-rounded, colorful, adventurous life and learn to be very curious people.
That's really good.
That was really nice.
Thank you.
That's really important, I think, because then kids can choose, like, their path. They get to see a bunch, like, a sample of all these different things. Like, oh, I really like surfing. Like, I like surfing with Leif. Or I like skiing or something like that. And then they can find their own hobbies.
Yeah. So fun. Are you guys just... How are you feeling about a second boy coming so soon?
I was going to say this earlier. I feel like when you were saying, right after you found out you were pregnant, you're like, I'm scared. And I said the same thing, especially after I found out this one. It was like one of the first things I said. I was like, I'm terrified. And Nick was like, yeah, like, okay. And I just don't think like the men realize, like they really start to grasp it when the baby comes, because they don't, obviously, like, no fault of their own. They don't have the baby in their stomach.
Yeah.
But I feel like I have been prepping, like, mentally, like, okay, there's like a baby in here, especially this time around. Like, you are so occupied with Case all the time that I'm like, sometimes I have to remind him, like, literally in a couple months, we are going to have another baby. Like, I will be nursing a baby on the couch right now. And he's like, yeah, I know. I'm like, I don't know if you know.
At least three times a day, she like grabs my hand and like makes me feel.
I know. Baby. I'm like, he's here. He's with us.
We were sleeping the other night, and this baby is so active. Really? It's so crazy. Like, I'll literally just place my hand here, and then I'll feel like him. But just right now, just moving around.
More than Case was, for sure.
He's literally dragging his something like right here.
His something.
Yeah. Something.
Something. We don't know what.
His elbow. Hand. We don't know what it is, but he's. We're trying to figure it out.
I know. Nick's like, I'm scared. I'm like, why are you scared? He's like, he's crazy. I feel like he's going to be crazy.
No, he's got crazy energy.
Like an active
kid.
And Case in the womb, I've said this before, like, I feel like you get a sense of their energy. And Case was such a first child. Like, he was so responsible. He was pretty active as well. But every time we would get a scan, like, he was always in the right position. Like, just, he was always doing, like, the responsible thing. And giving Capricorn energy. And this baby has a mind of his own. Exactly. Might be an Aries. So if that says anything, then we're in trouble.
It is really wild. I'm so excited to see him be a brother, though. I feel like he'll be such a cute, sweet older brother.
Yeah, he will be.
Hope so.
I'm sure there will be ups and downs. But I feel like overall, he'll just be so cute.
Yeah, I think so, too. He wants to name him Orange Helicopter.
Oh, perfect.
Say, who's in mommy's belly?
He said Orange Helicopter.
Orange Helicopter. Like, okay. Hopefully you call him by his real name when he comes out. Yeah. People are like, you should put Orange as his middle name.
No,
like,
thanks.
No, thanks.
Orange, please.
Name the worst Helly. Color.
It's like the hardest Helly, name, like, one to say, too. It just doesn't roll off the tongue.
Yeah. That is so funny.
But it'll be fun.
Well, should we get into the newlywed game?
Yes, let's do it.
Happy almost Valentine's Day, everyone. Mm-hmm. We wanted to play a little game with the boys.
Are we going to keep track of score? Is this a competition?
Nah. Let's just have fun.
All right.
Fine. Take the fun out of it.
Okay, so we answer, I think we've kind of done this before, but we answer on behalf of
the other person.
You know, see how well we know each other kind of thing.
So, wait. Okay, let's just start.
Yeah, I think it'll be self-explanatory when you hear the questions.
You want to go first, Chelsea?
Okay. We're not like writing anything down to verify our answers. Beforehand. Have to be honest.
Yeah, true. Yeah, we have to be
honor
honest.
System.
So right. I guess we can't. Yeah, we can't take score. Otherwise, I'll cheat to win. Okay, your spouse takes your hand and pulls you to the dance floor. They say that the DJ is playing your song. What song is it?
Oh.
Playing my song.
So,
Miley Cyrus.
Yeah. So, like, I would be answering, like, what would Leif think was my song?
Yeah.
This is not a relevant one for us.
I have to have a song in mind.
What do you mean?
Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
I have an artist in mind.
Let's hear it.
Oh, for you?
Yeah.
No, I had an artist in mind.
But I don't have anything in mind, so that's hard. Yeah. Oh, for yourself.
Yeah, mine is locked in.
Okay, well, artist, Tame Impala.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, let me think about what it would be.
I'm only thinking of one song.
Listen to your gut. Go with your gut.
Okay, let's hear it.
Or I'll do two artists.
Okay.
First one, SZA.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Second one, Lana Del Rey.
I love Lana.
Those are both, those are really good answers. I literally couldn't think of one song or artist. So I think that was perfect. The reason I say this is not relevant to us is because Leif's biggest trigger and ick is dancing on a dance floor.
What?
With people. I know it sounds crazy versus.
I was going to say. TikTok,
he is,
does it really does not
thing.
Track.
He's, I don't know.
A really good dancer.
Maybe it's just childhood trauma.
You don't like it because you're better than everyone?
High school trauma. No, this is what's weird is.
Girls were grinding on you too much?
It's just, I don't know. I have to be in the very specific mood. Even for my TikToks. Like, that's why I don't post that often. So I have to be in a very specific
mood.
He's
a true artist. He doesn't force it.
Yeah, I don't force it.
Yeah.
And when I look on the dance floor and it's, you know, these cheesy little dances, I just sometimes get the ick.
So I think it's the music I think it's the music for you.
I have a hard time going out there too. I don't know if it's the same reasons, but.
And it probably depends who you're appealing. With too. But one of the first things that my sister-in-law who set us up said is that Leif is a great dancer. I was like, what? Like, I did not. I was like, really? She was like, oh, he's actually like such a good dancer. And I was like, how do you know this? And she's like, oh, we would go to dance parties in college. And I'm like, okay. Thinking of you at a college dance party, it has me shook.
There was just a little stint where I had the confidence.
And then it went away.
TikTok didn't regain it. You have fans following you just for your dancing.
Even JC's never been in the house when I made one of those.
Oh, okay.
I see. I always have to be gone. So then I come home and then I will be scrolling on TikTok and I'll see it. And then
and I have to be caffeinated.
Yeah.
And the weather has to be good.
Oh.
There's
sunny?
A lot of factors. Sunny. Yeah.
But yeah, I can understand that.
Anyway, what are your guys' songs?
Nick's not a dancer. Like, every time we go to a wedding, he will dance with me because he knows I love it, but he does not. Prefer to do
they
it.
I don't enjoy it.
No.
Yeah. No. Like, I'll get that's a couple songs out of him and he'll be really putting in an effort and then he'll be like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, well, thanks anyways. But I feel like if there was one, it would be, I'm trying to think of one. I want to say country, but I've never seen you like line dance. But I feel like it would be something like that.
Probably.
Like, I don't know line dances from like country music very well though. So I couldn't say
me
a
neither.
Specific title.
I don't know. That's a tough one.
Mm-hmm. What would you guess for me?
Probably like Get Low.
Well, that is actually that's a good one. The title I was thinking of because I listened to that recently. Maybe that's why you.
No, I just seen how you dance with that.
Something. Wow. He's like, I've seen you every morning. What your routine?
Not now. I can tell you that much.
That's your alarm.
I just hop right out of bed.
Something about me and Chelsea is we will be on the dance floor.
Yeah.
And remember in St. Bart's?
Awesome.
That's awesome. Good for you.
No, it is awesome.
St. Bart's.
Doesn't remember a trip of
a
lifetime.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, St. Bart's.
At the club.
Isn't ringing a bell. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Remember?
The dinner. Mm-hmm. That was
fun. You were
fun.
Kind of unwell because you were newly pregnant.
Yeah.
So, but you hung in there for a little bit. But
yeah.
It was fun. It was like, that took me back to... High school,
mm-hmm.
You know, dance
was
days.
Was it in public or was it just like your group?
It was at a restaurant, but So there were some other people. This restaurant was so other lit. Guys. What?
No, I'm just kidding.
Other guys.
Other guys.
Other guys.
Oh my gosh.
What?
There, it was filled with other like shirtless men we were dancing with. Yeah.
No, it was, they were playing just like the best, just like Nicki Minaj and just good. Mm-hmm. You know what? That might actually have to be my answer. Like it might be a Nicki Minaj song that I would just go feral to. If we're talking about dancing, like.
In the car, it's for Lana Del Rey, but not the
dance floor. Yeah, not the dance floor. Unless you want to like slow dance. We can slow dance to Lana.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
If you want when we get home.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay, cool.
Nick loves Lana. You know she's coming out with a country album?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm pretty excited
about it. I'm not like the biggest country music fan. I mean, I love country music, but I'm not like, she's painting me as like a country only.
Yeah.
That's not true.
She's really putting
it in a box. You get down with country, but it's not like your thing.
Yeah, it's not like... Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's on the radio right now in my car, but
he's like, yeah, I listen to it every day.
But I also don't have the option
AirPod in right now. listening to country.
Yeah, I have five playlists on my phone.
Who just passed away? Toby Keith.
I know. Rest in peace. One of the greats.
That's sad.
Yeah.
You can't do that to us.
Yeah, you can't do that.
He had like something going on though. He didn't look well when I saw him. Okay. Yeah.
What? Why is that funny?
It's because not.
You can't drop the mood like that. Do you know this about me? I am the most like I have the
you'll cry
she
nervous
laughs.
Laugh.
No, she laughs. Laughs.
If you say anything like about a tragedy, horrific, and you bring it up in a random moment, like I can't help it.
Should we unpack that? Why does that happen?
Wow, feeling awkward, huh? I know I've mentioned
feeling
this.
Awkward, yeah.
I know I've mentioned this a million times, but Tulsina got. Remember when we were in Tennessee?
Yeah.
Who were we all in Tennessee?
You guys were there?
Yeah, we were working out there. I was doing sales.
They lived there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And Chelsea and I got in a car accident. Like, we literally ran into...
Oh, I don't remember.
In a rental car. It was very
just
mini.
Just like a little ding.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Chelsea literally laughed for 30 minutes. Like, I couldn't get her to
what?
Stop.
What?
Because it wasn't
right
that
after.
Serious.
I was like, and I looked at her. She's like... I'm like, wait, that was so scary.
Was it into another car?
Yeah.
Yeah, we like backed into it or something like
no.
that. I'm pretty sure because there was no one else in the car, in the
like,
other
no,
car.
No, mistakes were made on my end, the driver. I don't remember honestly what happened, but we did run into another car and it was like, it damaged our rental car. Like I remember it was like a thing. You don't remember that?
No.
Anyway, that was just an example of the inappropriate laughter, but I also am. And when I'm with Chelsea, I'll laugh even harder. So, okay. What is one thing that your spouse has that you would love to get rid of?
A physical, like an item or
I think so.
Yeah,
like
I think
a treat.
An item.
So you have to answer on behalf of each other. What do you think he's going to want to get rid of yours?
I've got some.
Wait.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, what I would want to get rid of Chelsea's.
Of
that's
mine.
No, you're answering what?
Yes, what he would want to get.
Would want to get rid of yours.
Yeah. Oh.
What would I want to get rid
you
of yours?
Say an item of your own.
I have really comfortable dad, grandpa shoes. They're Cole Haan's. Shout out Cole Haan. You make a very comfortable shoe. They're not
no
great.
No hate. Would love a sponsorship.
Which brings us to our ad segment.
Yeah. She'd probably throw those away real quick.
Yeah, I don't
she
love
She might
them.
Just do it one day.
I've done it to a couple items. There's one thing about Nick. This man will wear the same exact thing. He's like Steve Jobs. Like, he has a uniform and he will wear it every day.
But then does he get sick of it? Because that's... Leif will do the same thing, fixate on one thing for like 3 weeks, and then he's like, I'm done. I gotta have new. I gotta have a new uniform.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the current fixation, this hoodie.
Mm.
Oh, it looks great.
This is his.
Yeah.
Actually, I came home and he cut these sleeves off of.
Oh, you
custom
did that?
Made. Yeah.
Nice.
I'll come home and he's ordered like vintage clothes from eBay. I'm like,
Slay.
Wow, Slay. Okay. Then he cut these. I'm like, what are you, a fashion designer? I love it.
I just don't like to have to think about what to wear. If I already know I like the way it looks and feels, it's more like comfort of how it feels.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Something's too tight.
And if I only see people like once a week, I could wear that all week.
I use that logic all the time when I was younger. It's like, I'm not going to see the same people every single day, so I might as well just repeat it.
When you go to school?
That's valid.
Everyone sees you every day at school.
I'm not talking about school, baby.
I'm talking about real life.
Talking about something. Yeah.
Talking about adulthood. Okay, what's your item?
I think you would want to get rid of my some of my pajamas. I think you'd want to get rid of some of my like uglier pajamas.
All of them.
This frumpy.
That is exactly what my answer was going to be. Like, I know that what I wear to bed is just like, okay. Or like, especially as I've been sick, like just my outfits, I'm like, this is not giving remotely attractive.
I would get rid of your entire sweat set section in your closet, which is
criminal.
Your entire closet.
Okay, wow. Really coming to my neck with this one.
It's the nude colored bike shorts and top matching that she has like 100 of them. She's like,
hello.
Well, don't worry, I had to get rid of those because I pooped in them. So,
what?
Remember, I haven't worn those since I had my little accident because it's brought me horrible memories. I've actually gotten cuter pajamas recently.
Do you actually hate when I wear sweatsets? Because
no, I don't.
You're just sick of it.
I just think in our closet, which isn't too big, you steal all of my hangers because you keep getting new sweat sets, and then I have nowhere to hang my t-shirts.
Yeah, that's valid. I was actually looking at the amount of gray sweats I have, and I was like, that's an issue. There were like six pairs of different, but they're all different to me. I'm like, these are a certain vibe that they're all like heathered gray. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I have so many sweats.
We're getting pushed into the corner of the closet where it's just like slowly but surely my section, my half has become an eighth.
Yes.
And it's getting out of hand.
You don't need it. You wear the same thing every day. I could probably get rid of half of that eighth
and
you wouldn't even notice.
That's true. Yeah.
What do you think I'd want to get rid of yours?
Xbox.
What?
Xbox.
Oh, I was like, I'm sorry. Is that English?
Xbox.
That's correct.
What did you have in mind, though?
Probably that.
That sounds good. I was going to say something.
Some of your hats.
This one?
No, just, I guess, the same thing. It's like you just wear hats a lot because you don't. And you have the best hair. So I'm like, why are we covering up the curls? Why are we covering up the locks?
Hair takes the most effort.
True. I get why you do wear hats a lot, but sometimes
your kid will have great hair. Destined,
we can only hope.
Destined for it.
We can only
hope. I wonder if they'll have the curls.
I know. And I wonder if they
have
the
red.
I was looking
hopefully
up
red
the chance of the redhead gene
awesome.
Or whatever. It said it. I was looking up something. What I was concluding was that it said it was like literally 50-50.
Really?
Yeah.
Of red hair.
I like those odds.
Yeah, that is like way more than.
I bet on that.
Yeah.
I think that's what it said. Because like.
Because of your parents.
Yeah, because of my parents. And and Leif's mom's a redhead. My mom's a redhead. We have a lot of redheads in our families.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you have to be the carrier or whatever. I don't remember how it all worked. But like when I was looking at it, I was like, okay, so it's like kind of 50-50 shot.
It's crazy.
We'll see. And I am actually considering going brunette, and I'm dead serious.
Wait, really?
Yes.
My gosh.
I think at my next appointment, I might just go to my natural color. I'm not kidding.
That'd be awesome.
That would be crazy. I haven't seen you with brown hair in
12 years. I just like.
I think it would look so good.
I think it's
like,
just,
I love your red hair, obviously, but I think brown would look so good because it's your natural.
Yeah. I think I just have been, you know, just when you have a lot going on, it's like. We've talked about this, like any cosmetic thing that's taking a lot of time. It's like, I just want to do away with this. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to have to, because I feel like when red hair starts to fade, when it's colored, sorry, the boys don't care about this. But anyway, it just gets very dull. And it's like, you have to really keep up on it or else like for me, I don't feel like I don't feel put together when my roots are super whatever. So I was like, then will I just have like an identity crisis? People are saying they're like, when I'm pregnant, I always just want to do something drastic. So I'm like, is it just that? Is it just that I'm like pregnant, kind of not feeling like myself, and it's like stressful to get my hair done all the time. So I'm just like, whatever. I don't know what it is, but I've really been considering it.
Well, if anything, if you don't like it, it will make you appreciate the red.
Yeah.
If you do. Like if you go, you know, brunette and you don't like it, then when you go back red, you'll be like, wow, I really love this even more than I did before.
True. And I don't think it will be hard to swap between the two. Like it won't be really hard to go back to my natural color, and it won't be very hard to go back red. I don't think so.
Yeah. That's how I feel when I put any blonde in my hair at all. I'll have this urge to do it. I'm like, I'm going to put some blonde in my hair. I want to be blonde. And every time I'm like, wow, I'll look at pictures of me with like dark hair and I'm like, that's just it. I need to appreciate it more when I have it.
Yeah.
And then I can remind myself when I want to go blonde again. Like, not that I want to do that right now, but sometimes I'm like, should I mix it up? I'm like, no.
Yeah. I know. We'll see. Stay tuned. So.
I love Chelsea's short hair.
Thank you.
Me too. It looks so good on her.
Thank you.
I was just telling her how thick it looks.
Yeah.
When it's short, it's like, looks so blonde.
You dye it?
Plus the prenatals. No. I think also that's why my hair is like my natural color now.
Wow.
Like, I don't think
it's really dark.
Yeah, it's pretty dark.
It does look so good on you. And just like you, with your eyes, the contrast of the light eyes, like it's so pretty.
Thanks.
I love
guys.
It.
Wow.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We're going to jump into an ad to talk about ritual. We love ritual. We've both been incorporating ritual into our routines for years now. I especially love their essential for women 18 plus. So if you're like us and you're skeptical, you like to be, you know, a little picky about what you put in your body, especially when it comes to your multivitamin, then ritual is to be trusted. They know, and they will exceed your standards. That's for sure. Their clinically backed Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin has high quality, traceable key ingredients in clean, bioavailable forms. It's really easy to take in the morning. You just take two capsules. They don't leave a bad aftertaste in your mouth or anything like that. And they're also very beautiful vitamins as well, which, you know, isn't the most important thing, but it is important.
They're gentle on an empty stomach too, which I really appreciate. And Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. So they use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, prioritize sustainability-sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Ritual is a female-founded B Corp, meaning they are holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of people and our planet, which is amazing. So no more shady business. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus is a multivitamin you can actually trust. Get 20% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/whatwesaid. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. That is ritual.com/whatwesaid for 20% off. Ritual.com/whatwesaid for 20% off. Go check it out. You guys, Rocket Money is really, really incredible. And I do not say that lightly. I feel like it has actually shifted my mindset a lot since I downloaded this app and really started using it and paying attention to it. And if you're trying to be more financially responsible this year, if you have any financial goals, I would highly, highly recommend Rocket Money. It's really genius. So I feel like all of us have a bunch of subscriptions, especially in today's day and age. Everything feels like it's a subscription. And if I asked you right now, like, how many subscriptions do you have and how much do you pay for them? I feel like it would be really hard for most people to be able to list them and know exactly the prices they pay. But with Rocket Money, you can see all this information and you may be shook at how many you're paying for that you forgot about, just money that you're straight up wasting because maybe you paid to do a free trial of an app or of a service and then you realize you never used it again, you forgot about it, what have you. So downloading Rocket Money can give you all the info on your finances and really help you start to save, set some goals, and get things in order.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds, cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. I absolutely love Rocket Money. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, I can cancel it with a tap. I never have to get on the phone with customer service, which is absolutely amazing. And they'll even try to get you a refund for the last couple months of wasted money and negotiate like lower bills for you. So I just found out I was paying for this workout place that I thought I had canceled. I realized I'd paid a couple months and Rocket Money helped me cancel and I actually got some money back, which was absolutely amazing. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over $500 million in canceled subscriptions. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/whatwesaid.
That's rocketmoney.com/whatwesaid. rocketmoney.com/whatwesaid. Okay, next question. Your spouse asks you to grab them a treat from the store on your way home. What do you buy?
Easy peasy, this one.
So.
Well, we cannot get it.
It's too confusing.
What treat would I want you to buy for me? Right?
Well, we can do it that way. Why don't we do it that way?
Maybe we should do it that way.
That might
confusing.
Be easier.
No, I think I'm
like
supposed
answer
to.
For each other. I think you're supposed you to say have, what you, what
I'm
she
guessing,
would say.
I'm guessing, oh, I'm guessing.
I'm,
now I'm the one who
I'm
get
guessing
it.
What you have in mind.
For myself.
Yeah. No.
For me.
For you.
For me.
So I have something in mind right now that I would get for you. And I should say that?
No, I should say.
No,
what
that
you're
doesn't
thinking.
Make sense.
Because usually we're writing these question. Things down.
Yeah.
Wait. Are we playing it wrong?
It's our own version. I literally swear we've done this before and we were all
exactly.
so confused too.
This has been every question. I feel like this might be the right way, but it's easier to understand if you just answer the question as it is for the other person. Like, I'm going to say the
I
snack
buy
I would
this
get
for
you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think yeah, we should. Yeah.
Let's good. Just do that.
I'll like go first. That. Obviously, I would get you Reese's peanut butter cups.
Correct.
Obviously. Nick has got Leif that he has done that.
I was,
he'll
yeah.
be like, I got extra for Leif.
Yeah. Well, very
friend.
Well known.
That is.
The small ones from Sprouts are great.
Oh, yeah.
Throw them in the freezer.
Yes.
Those are good.
Man.
If I said I wanted a treat, what would you bring me home?
A little tub of watermelon.
Right now.
No, that
I was going to say,
incorrect.
Your answers right now might be different. Pregnancy cravings.
You're always asking for watermelon.
That's not really a treat, though.
What is it?
A fruit? Like, that's like a healthy snack. A treat? I was thinking like the pressed freezes.
Mm, those are great.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of my, and I want to also get one on the way home, maybe. That sounds really good.
That's more
just
of like a
what
healthy
I want to get
snack,
on the way home.
Though.
No, that's a treat. Okay, what are your guys' answers?
I would get you the, how do you say it? Haribo? Haribo? Sour Arbo. Gummy bears.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, sounds so good right now.
They those are so good. The gold label. Haribo, I don't know if I'm saying that right either, but gold label gummy bears, sour though.
Oh.
The consistency,
wait, so
they're
good.
Just chewier.
They're really good.
They're not too like soft. There's a good, they're firm.
Wait, are they still, they still just look like the normal gummy bears?
Yeah, exactly.
Sour?
And they're sour. But they're sour.
I don't think I've had those.
Are they like sugary on the outside or are they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'll get some for you guys. They're really good.
So are they like the gummy worms, but like little bears?
They're just gummy bears, like normal gummy bears, but they're sour.
But they have like sugar.
Yeah, they have
on.
Like
yeah.
the
like
the
a gummy
sour
worm
stuff.
Would.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty.
The
good
rest
those.
Of the episode is just us trying to figure out
that
what's
and Twix
next.
Has. That's a new favorite, I think, for candy bar.
Twix
is nice.
Twix, yeah.
Ooh, I do love a Twix.
It's changed quite a bit. But
what treat would you get me?
An Olipop or a Poppy with like some kind of chocolate Reese's cup. Like a, what are they called? The
not Reese's.
JC hates Reese's.
Reese's? Is yeah. that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What is it called? The ones that I get you. I got you them like yesterday.
Oh, Justin's Perfect or something?
Yeah,
like
something
that?
Like that.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, those are good.
Those are really good.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I was like, kind of not actively, I don't know. I was doing not very much sugar before I was pregnant, like the year literally before I was pregnant. I just like had kind of, I had reduced my sugar intake by a lot for my skin issues. I was like, I just want to whatever. So I was not really eating a lot of sugar at all. I would like never have, I don't know, very sugary stuff. And this pregnancy, I'm like, oh, I've everything that someone mentions that's like, like when you guys are talking about the candy, I'm like, I want that so bad. Like
yeah.
I've been eating so much more sugar. Oops.
That's how I was too. I never drank soda like Dr. Pepper, Coke, ever. Literally in my life.
No, she really didn't.
Until this pregnant, like I don't like it anymore. I think it kind of reminds me of being sick, but oh my gosh, I loved Dr. Pepper. Like
soda.
Nobody's business. I would just be craving it all the time.
Mm.
That and like candy. I'm like,
yeah,
sorry.
I know. I love I love candy right now. And I've never been really a candy person either. Like if I want treats, it's like, give me a donut, give me a cookie. Like
mm-hmm.
if I'm going to eat sugar, that's what satisfies me. But lately I've been loving like a little licorice, a little gummy. I'm just like, hit the spot.
I was just at my grandma's house and she told us that she's never taken a sip of soda.
Oh my goodness.
Really?
I thought your grandma loved soda. It's just candy that she loves?
Yeah. Lots of candy.
Maybe she knows grandma. The temptation's too strong. One sip.
Never taken a sip?
No.
Or like for a specific reason or just hasn't come across the opportunity?
Yeah, just I guess doesn't desire it.
Hmm. That's interesting.
You know, I guess if you've never had it, you don't know what you're missing.
Yeah.
So.
And it's not like it's good for you.
No.
Yeah. No, there's no, yeah, no harm in not drinking soda.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
I'm getting to the age now where like I'll say like I want a Coke and they'll give me a Diet Coke and it actually gives, it makes me mad.
Really?
I'm like they'll either say like Diet Coke and I'm like, no, Coke, please. Normal Coke.
You're not regular. A little boy anymore.
Are you still a soda boy?
Yeah.
Nick's the original Bev boy.
I love sodas. I've had to kind of cut it back a little bit. Like I'm not going to the store and buying big like 12 packs. But if there's an opportunity to
just
get a soda,
packs.
I'm going to get it. Like yeah. If I'm out and eating food, I'm going to get a Coke. But no, not as much. There was a phase when we were in LA where I would run to Costco and get like the huge pack.
Oh, wow.
It was a dark time, honestly. Yeah. Glad I made it out.
Soda really, like once you start, I feel like also it's so... I don't know if addicting is the right word, but just that fizziness, it's so, you like look forward to it.
It's literally part of your culture, like your family.
It's part of your pioneer ancestry. Yeah.
It really is. Like if a family is like a soda family, their fridge is stocked. You always have soda on hand. So like the kids, they just, it's part of
their
life. We
had out like a refrigerator outside in our garage. So we'd be out in like the field playing.
Bragging.
Like, wow.
Okay.
You're one of, yeah.
You
so
had one of those.
We had a second fridge. We had a second fridge with sodas.
You get a fridge for like $200.
Yeah.
It's the principle.
Yeah.
It's the principle of you.
Extra.
Of excess.
Mm-hmm.
And Leif had the same thing when I met him. I was like, oh, okay, so he's rich.
Yep.
Had so much cereal and so much soda.
Cereal is just important to have. Yeah.
It's important to have. True.
Wow. Okay, next question. Oh, your turn.
Have answered literally two of them and the episode's almost over. Okay.
We can be quicker.
All right.
Is your spouse a pessimist, an optimist, or a realist?
I'm going to say you are a...
Oh, okay. I'll be quiet now.
Wait, isn't that what we're doing now?
Yeah, we changed it, I think.
I'm going to say you are a realist.
Yep.
You know, you used to be an optimist till you're... Till your trust in your heart was broken by others.
Aww.
No, I think you just like go through life experiences and you're like, okay, I think there's a level of reality that needed to take place or like, that didn't really make sense, but
yeah.
You like go through different things. You're like, oh, I can do anything. And then you like start pulling back after you try so many things.
After you realize you can't.
And you fail and you're like, oh, okay, maybe it's going to take a lot more work and XYZ to pull something off like that. But yeah, I think that's fair. I think you're an optimist. And I think it's a good combo.
As made apparent by me saying, we can get this paint job done in like 2 seconds.
Yeah, I'm always the one that's like trying to be like, all right, this is a 5-day project. We're not going to have our bedroom. We're going to have to sleep on the couch or like get a blow up mattress.
I'm like, you'll be fine. I just hear it like,
gearing up.
Yeah.
Gearing up.
But I love that about Chelsea. She's very optimistic and she has dreams. She puts them on her vision board and she goes after it. And it just, some of those things happen, you know, and I think that's really cool. You and
I don't. They come to me because I put them on my vision board.
You girls are incredible. You amaze me.
Thank you.
Yeah. Have we told you how amazing we think you girls are?
I don't know.
Not lately.
Not just beautiful, but like talented and
smart.
No, you guys do amazing work.
Stoic.
Yeah.
Cute. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm done.
Take the compliment.
I think that Leif is an optimist to his core, which, well, yeah, I'm going to go with you're an optimist. A little too optimistic for my liking sometimes. I'm kidding. No, I also really appreciate that about him. I feel like you really always do see the bright side. Here is an example. We will be watching a sports game, a Suns game or something. They will be down by like 30 points. And it's like the fourth quarter. And I'm just like, this game is over. Like, this is boring. This is stupid to watch now. And Leif's always like, there's a chance. Like, there's always a chance. And I'm like, I will literally roll my eyes, be like, Leif, like, there's not. And then sometimes, like, recently.
Yeah, they were playing the Sacramento Kings.
That one game was.
They were down 22 points with, like, 8 minutes left in the entire game. And they came back and won it.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, you had a point.
Because
there.
I know if I were playing that game, I would never, like, feel defeated. There's always a chance.
Wow, what a great. See, that's a great mindset to have. I actually do love that about you. I'm just being silly, but yeah, you're very optimistic.
I'd say you are a realist with a lot of optimism.
Okay, nice.
Thank you. I thought for sure you would say realist. I feel like that's our dynamic as well. Like what you were explaining, I feel like I'm more of like, you know, if he has an idea, it's like, okay, well, let's think about like practically how that's going to work out.
Let's pick it apart.
And you're a little bit more like just on the bright side. Like, let's just do it.
It's a scary world when you got two optimists running around together.
True. It's true. Because even sometimes when you
or
are
too realist, honestly.
Yeah. Then it's too safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But two pessimists. Nice.
Amazing.
Funny. Usually very funny.
That equals a positive. Yeah, two negatives equal a positive.
Exactly. Oh, okay. This might get a little steamy. Going in for a hug, where do your hands normally go first?
Oh, yeah. Right for the butt.
Your hands. My hands don't go for the butt.
Yeah.
That's how you should answer. No, I don't. Actually, sometimes, but not usually. I feel like I go up.
Yeah, she likes to grab my neck. Yeah.
Ring my neck.
You do always go for the butt. Sometimes a little too early in the morning where I'm like, please let my body wake up first.
You guys find hugging hard now that you have a huge belly?
Yeah.
I already feel weird hugging. Like, not actually, but.
It's more like I'm leaning over and like having a moment of support.
I feel weird about my belly being touched like. I don't know how to explain it.
Like pushed against other
things? Yeah, like pushed against. Not like touched, but like if I'm like hugging and my belly like is touching Leif, I'm like, that feels weird. Like I feel like I'm pushing on my child. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah.
I can only imagine like it's way worse when it's like out to here. But
yeah.
Anyway, just a side note.
Yeah.
Where do your hands go first? Or mine? Mine go for your, well.
Well, no, you don't say where yours go.
Okay, I'll be quiet.
Yours go just. Like to my back, mid back.
No, you know where mine go? You know me.
Oh, in the pants.
I'm like, down his pants. No.
Oh, you don't like to wrap around. You just like to
going
be
like this.
Bundled.
Like, I like going like this, and then he hugs me. Like,
nice.
But if I'm going to hug you back, I feel like I,
more of a fall hug. Like, you're like falling into his arms.
Yeah, like I go like this, and then he hugs me. So I'm hugging myself too. But I also go around your neck.
That's what I prefer, but you always want to go low.
That's what I prefer.
Go high when they go
low. Okay, I'll remember that.
Leif is more of the hugger of the group, right?
Yes. Leif is a very huggy boy.
He's a sweet boy.
Where do you hug? My lower back.
Respectful.
I picture hugging you and I'm like, kind of like hugging your head. Like you're up here.
Yeah. And I'm like this.
That's sweet, Nick.
That is really nice.
That is actually cute. Yeah, you do hug my head a lot.
I'll work on that.
Take Thanks, notes. Leif.
I'll send you a video tutorial.
Okay.
Okay, next question. If they could spend $500 on anything, how would they spend it?
Ooh. I know for a fact you would spend it on golf clubs of some kind, even though you already have like 1,000.
Don't have 1,000 clubs.
But. Then you gotta go get a grip on
I like,
it.
It's called tinkering. That's what I do. I like to just kind of tinker with my golf stuff, make sure my grips are right, the weights, everything. Yeah, I'd say that's probably right.
Why are men's hobbies so expensive?
I don't know.
We don't like it. We like the hobbies, but we don't like how expensive it is.
I think
we have to take a look in the mirror and think about our spending habits, though, about like our clothes and stuff.
Oh gosh.
Clothes, yeah.
Think I'd have to, that was amazing, JC.
Because
yeah, thanks, JC.
No, I'm just saying, it's because I'll think the same thing. I'm like, that is so expensive to like go skiing and get your own skis.
I don't
whatever.
Think of mine as hobbies. I think that's why.
Like, just like survive. That's survival. Actually, yeah. That's true. That's
necessity.
Yes.
Revolve necessity. Packages, necessity.
Necessity for life. We're in survival mode.
I stopped asking, like, is this a brand deal or is this just how it's going to be forever? Like,
that's a nice hack of being an influencer. They sent that to me. I swear I didn't,
pay anything for that. They sent it. Like, really?
True. What would Chelsea buy for $500?
She would buy some...
One t-shirt?
No. Probably, yeah, either like a new pair of shoes or probably just some like sweats.
Yeah, that's true. Especially now.
Yeah. She'd go to Lido and it'd be gone pretty quick.
Yeah, that'll take the 500 real quick.
Malibu Farms, then a couple, a little shopping spree. A stop at the home store on the way. What is that one? Consignment store. And there it goes.
Yep, there it goes.
What do you think I would spend $500 on?
Kind of the same. I was picturing that consignment store.
Us bandits.
A piece of furniture or, you know, a set of clothes.
Yeah, I'd say that's accurate.
Sounds like a great day to me.
And you see how that's for the greater good. You see how buying a piece of furniture, that's for our home, that's for our family. Now, what would you spend $500 on? One of your hobbies.
We have
it has
this,
nothing to do with me.
We have this orange, it's not a couch, it's like an end table sort of couch.
The bench.
A bench.
I love that
you
bench.
Bought. That has no use.
It's cute.
And 2 weeks after buying it, you said, I don't really like it.
No, I did not. Okay. That is not true. I did not say I do not like it.
You said you hate it.
I said burn that thing. No, it's just that room... You know about that room.
I get
it. Don't judge me.
Leif, have you ever been to the store with JC?
Yeah.
To the store with JC.
Like to that specific store, you mean?
Oh, that's
yeah, to that store, to that consignment store. I don't know what it's called. What's it called?
We're gatekeeping that.
Okay, well, I was in there with Chelsea. I'm like just casually looking, like I'm just like looking around, like these are some cool things. And Chelsea's like, you're not looking hard enough. Like she was like, I need you to basically like walk like this, like go back and forth, and I don't want you to miss anything.
And you didn't go into it thinking you were on the job.
No, I was 100% like
he was
working. Like I had like it wasn't a mental break. This date that we took, it was like, okay, did you cover that quadrant over there to the right? And I'm like, I thought I did, but maybe I missed something. I don't know.
That store is actually massive. It's actually really hard to find, never to see everything in there.
It's overwhelming.
I think if you were just, you had $500 to spend, I do think you would buy some sort of like gear of some sort, whether it's like a kayak, a seat for the kayak, or like a rain jacket or like a camping thing. That's what I think you'd spend your money on.
Yeah. Correct.
And the answer should have been a gift for me. No, that's your. What's your latest hyperfixation, would you say? I was just talking about this with a friend because her husband's a Virgo and you guys have a lot of parallel, like similarities. And she was saying how he gets hyperfixated on things. And like, she was talking about how he'll be like hyperfixated on sourdough starter. And then I was like, that is Leif. Like, and I said, down to the sourdough, like he would do that. And she was like, oh, what's his latest one? I was like, what is his latest one?
Well, I've had to really like, throw this in the trash.
They're all his dreams away for our child.
Yeah, child. House. Renovating a home. I've had to throw, yes, any interest.
I've had to throw away a lot of dreams.
A lot of dreams until the house is finished. But it was a boat. I just want like a small boat that like maybe 4 or 5 people can be in. And take it in the harbor, go out fishing.
You should totally do that.
I told you, don't tell Nick.
I know.
He'll try and
then every
you.
That'd be awesome.
It's just going on it together.
And like, I found this awesome boat. It was $10,000.
Let's go get it. 5 each.
Seriously,
we're gonna be on the harbor in a week. Make sure it's seaworthy. And let's go.
Yeah.
Make sure it's seaworthy.
Make
and
sure
also,
there's no holes.
See, and this is where the realist thing comes in for me, though, because I'm like, where's the boat? Where is the boat going to be all the time?
Yeah.
Like, I don't
I know,
want that in the
is.
Front of my house.
He's about
I
to offer our side
keep
yard.
Keep it in our backyard.
I knew
people
Nick was about
people,
to say that.
people rent out their unused space.
Yeah.
So I'll pay you like $50.
Why can't you just park it in front of your house for right now?
We could, but it's just kind of tacky.
And it's just such an eyesore and like such a big item.
It is.
That I feel like would not be used that often.
Yeah.
The realist is good for those things because when I really start to think about it, it's like there'd be a lot of maintenance, a lot of just time.
No, you know what my perspective is?
We'd go out fishing, bring home fresh fish to cook.
Make our house smell like fish.
Don't smell like salmon when that's my biggest aversion.
There's no salmon out there. It'd be...
We get sea bass.
Sea bass, yellowfin.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me say something. This is how I feel about a lot of like just hobbies or big purchases like this. To me, I'm like, you don't have much experience with a boat, so why don't you rent a boat 5 times, go out, and then it's like a trial run. It's like, okay, do I want to do this? And I had said that with surfing too, because he was like, oh, I want to do surfing, and he was trying to buy like a nice board first. I'm like, why don't you like rent a board, go out 5 times, see if you're actually interested, which he was. And now anytime he wants to buy surfing stuff, I don't care at all because it's like, I mean, let's not go crazy, but
no, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, ahead of myself, it's so bad. I was like looking into getting my pilot's license to like fly planes.
That. Yeah.
You're already looking into buying a plane?
I was already looking into buying planes. I'm like, this thing's only $600,000. Like, we could take out a loan and get this right now.
$600,000
for a plane.
That is a plane.
No, there were planes out there that were like $200,000.
I don't want to be in all the tires right on that plane.
Keep it in the front yard. It's like,
keep it. A plane.
Case would think you're the coolest person.
Case
ever.
Literally, when he sees planes, Case, want that plane.
Want it.
Hold it. Make smaller. Hold it.
I'm dead.
Our front yard.
Like, he cried today when he saw a helicopter because he wanted it so bad.
Oh, that's actually so cute. Stay tuned for our house and our yard to be a junkyard. Like,
no, I don't want it to be
plane,
like that.
A boat.
Shout out to Marcus Johns. He does that.
He does what? I didn't hear what you said.
Just buys a bunch of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like a junkyard. Like,
just keeps it in the
Facebook
yard.
Facebook Marketplace.
Oh,
just
gosh.
Keeps it in the yard.
But he does his channel on that.
Do you know what? That's actually like the danger of getting a bigger place or more land
is you just
want to fill it.
Yeah.
Like I was seeing, even our house is not huge by any means, but it's bigger than our apartment. And I'm just buying stuff to put. I'm like, what should go in this corner?
Yeah. It's like,
I don't need it.
I know. I love your fixations. And again, that's part of everyone's, the thing that they're great at is also their downfall.
Most annoying attribute.
Yeah. Most insufferable trait. No. Yeah, that's, you are very curious and interested in things. That's what I said I love about you.
It is a proud wife moment too when you guys actually like get good at your hyperfixations as well. Like, you're so good at golf now and
I'm still waiting for that.
You're way better than you were when you started. Like, you'll tell me your scores and I'm like, wow, you're actually, why don't you tell everyone?
No, it's
your
come
best
on,
score.
Nick.
Yeah, come on.
Come on.
Let's
hear
it.
Is it good?
No, it's really not that great.
Any hole-in-ones?
Huh? I've had a
hole-in-one.
I have, yeah.
Wow.
But he's good. And you practice, you put in the work. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
You've gotten really good at it.
Yeah.
Lego watch? No.
Yeah, I was just about to ask, have you ever like gone?
I want her to come on a date with me and just like sit in the car and
take
a few swings.
I'll bring my Kindle.
Sip on the poppy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll bring my Kindle, sit on the cart and do it one day.
I ask her every day and she says no.
But I don't like 6 hours out.
No,
like,
you
that's
don't, we, don't, we can just go so for long. 9, you know? At a
3 hours.
No, it'll be quick if I'm not.
Let's
do
mini golf.
All right. We'll settle there. All of us. Mini golf.
All right. Okay.
That'll be fun.
I love a mini golf moment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is a good one. Does your spouse have a catchphrase? What is it? Whoever thinks of it first can go.
I'm wondering why this is a good one because I don't know if I have one for you.
I think yours would be, Case, that's too big of a bite.
Yeah.
Nick is serious. It's actually not funny.
I get some anxiety around choking.
He has serious like, lack of faith in Case's chewing skills. Mm. It is scary, like toddlers when they're chewing. But he has all his teeth now, so I'm actually...
I've gotten better.
Yeah, but the amount of times that you say, like,
it drives her crazy. So,
like, just let him chew. I swear to you, he can chew. He has all his teeth. But that's not a representation of you as a person. That's just the one I've been thinking of.
I think the one that comes to mind is just cool. You know, the sarcastic cool is like a one that I hear both of you use. But I think that
cool.
That has been in Mina Chelsea's repertoire for going on probably 13 years.
You guys
now.
Started it.
Honestly,
let's be honest.
Thank you for bringing that up. Thank you. Because we did invent the word awesome and cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, we
did. The actual words.
Yeah.
And people have claimed it as their own. Like, they make it part of their own.
Like, it's in the dictionary now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Literally says our names next to it. So
the way you say it, you know, that's huge.
No, if we're being serious, the way that we say it 100%.
We're actually not kidding. We actually invented it.
When we were in high school, and not that we invented it, but we made it a trend because all of our friends started doing it. It spread to other schools. It spread online.
Other states.
And now we've given it to all you Valley girls and we've created an epidemic of sarcasm.
So true.
We didn't invent sarcasm.
That's Chelsea and JC effect.
I can guarantee no one else was saying Haney besides, Jenna Marble started that actually.
She started Haney?
I think she did. I think she said it in like one of her first videos. That's where we got it.
Yeah.
So
there's
actually we didn't start it.
What are your guys' taglines?
Does Chelsea have one? I saw you trying to get out of that one.
Cool.
Oh, he said cool. Yeah. Sorry. I would say Leif's is just like rhyming things, but not specific. Like
your Dr. Seuss.
You know exactly.
I'm a rapper.
Oh,
he's an artist. I'm trying to think of like a specific thing, but or a specific word. The example I would use wouldn't make sense to anyone, so I'm not going to say it.
It's embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing. It's just like people will be like, what are you talking about? Leif and I have something about Leif and I is we have a lot of bits that we do.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that.
What kind of bits?
They're inexplainable. Like, you don't want to know.
No, it's
like,
character.
Do you know what I mean? Like, do you guys ever have anything where it's like kind of a bit you do that you both are in on it, but it's like, it's only you two. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. Sometimes.
And we only do it in front of others though. That's the thing.
Mm.
Yeah, makes sense.
We will do like in front of family. Well, I mean, yeah. What are you thinking about?
Nothing.
I'm thinking like in front of family or friends, like we will turn into like an act.
An act, a circus clown. Like one of our bits that we have done since we were dating is every time we go to dinner and we get the bill, especially if we're like at a little bit nicer place. I'm like, don't pay.
We just leave.
No, Leif will open the bill, he'll look at the price, and he'll be like, and be shook by it. And we just, and it's
fun.
Like a bit. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's
that type
fun.
Of thing. That's fun.
That's fun.
I'm taking that.
That's a great idea.
I'm taking
stupid
that.
Things like that, but. That being said, I feel like you have phrases that you'll use kind of in that same context that we've used forever. But I can't even honestly like.
Why is this so hard on the spot?
It is hard.
That was a hard question.
I'm sorry. I thought it would be good. It was different than the other ones. Like, what's your favorite food?
My tagline is the same. Wouldn't you say?
Yours is, can you get my water?
Oh, mine would literally be like.
Can you rub my stomach? My feet hurt. My favorite is Chelsea just won't say, hey, will you rub my feet? It's like, my feet are so sore. My shoulder's so sore. I'm like,
I'll say like 10 times.
Oh, I wish I had someone. Oh, I just wish like, just like a
exactly.
little.
Just a little rub. Just a little.
I feel that.
Something I say multiple times a day is, bye, lady. See you soon. Love you.
Oh, yeah. He talks to lady a lot. And
I have to say it every time we leave.
I had the most horrifying thought the other day, like just the saddest thing ever, because we always tell lady see you soon when we're leaving because
like,
we,
I think she knows
we actually
that
think
phrase,
she understands it
and it like calms her down.
That's...
And when we don't say it when we're going on like a trip for days,
she's very
anxious.
She
like
knows.
We can tell she knows something is different, like if we have bags or whatever, she knows that we're leaving. But when we, just go somewhere quickly, like we're going somewhere for an hour or two, then we'll be like, bye, lady, see you soon. And anyway, and then why do I do this to myself? I was like, Leif, imagine like putting her down and then saying like, see you soon.
No, come on.
I was sobbing.
Oh my God.
I was sobbing.
See you soon. Lies to her.
But that would probably be a good thing to say to her to calm her.
Stop though.
But we don't want to go down that road.
Isn't that That's so sad. That's horrible. Why do I, like, why do I do this to myself?
No, I do that too.
Like, she's perfectly healthy. And I'm like, when we have to. Yeah. Like, what? That's, I mean, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. So anyway.
She.
Yeah. She will also cross the rainbow bridge. Amazing. Okay, should I do one more and then
yeah,
we're
do
good?
One more.
Okay. Who is most likely to tell a white lie to avoid hurting someone's feelings?
You, Nick. Yeah, remember when Leif 100% told your neighbor you had a son?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I think so. I didn't know it was...
Like, he was like, how's your son? Or something like that.
And
you're like,
awesome.
Oh, yeah, and you just go along with it.
She would walk by, and I'd be in the front yard. Like, this went on for, like, multiple days. Her just saying, like, hi, and, like, catching up and stuff.
She thought he was someone he wasn't. Like,
yeah, I thought she was just being nice. I'm like, Jay's great. Like, everything's great. And then one time she came by and then she started asking about my son. Oh, I feel so embarrassed. And I just went along with it. Yeah, he's great.
Please. I'm screaming.
And then I just went inside.
You know what? That's probably good. You don't want to ruin her flow.
Yeah.
She has a flow.
And then it's just awkward.
Yeah. It's almost.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. That's a big move.
I would be down to tell a white lie to avoid hurting someone's feelings. Depends on who.
Yeah, for sure.
But I feel like, Leif, you're more inclined to do that because you do not like awkward situations. Like, you would rather just be like.
Yeah.
Actually, now that you say that, I think I would more than you would.
Yeah.
I think you're actually the opposite. Sometimes you are a little too truthful.
Sometimes I just say things a little blunt, probably.
Yeah,
you like
we
to
can
prod
blame
sometimes.
Well, I don't know if I've told this before, but we can blame this on your ADHD or ADD. You know, it's not who you really are. But we were at this dinner with a bunch of people, and you just like don't have a filter sometimes, I think what it is. And you just like say something super fast and you're not like thinking about it. And we're with a bunch of different couples, and we didn't know like half of them. And we sat across from a couple we didn't really know. And it just goes out. Like, we were kind of having a conversation that kind of died down. He just goes, I'm bored. I got to get up.
I'm bored.
Says, I'm bored. I'm like,
I don't remember.
I was mortified. I was like, oh my gosh, Nick. Like, we were just talking to
them. You guys are
them.
Boring.
Yeah. Literally just like, I'm bored. Looks for other people. I'm like, because his friends were there. So it was like a couple that we didn't really know. So he like, you know, when you're at the other side of the table,
I don't
than
think
your
I
friends,
said that. That's so messed.
You did say that. And you know, when you're like at a dinner or something and your friends are like way down the table, you can't hear their
there's
conversation.
Actually nothing worse. And you're like by people you don't really want to be around.
It was kind of like that.
I mean, or just that you don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think that's also just, I really do think that's like an ADHD or ADD thing. Because you have to get up sometimes. Like, you will just.
Like right now.
Stand
he's
up.
About to say.
No, he wants to stand
I'm
up so
bored.
Bad. I know
Can
he
we
does.
Please go.
Literally.
I'm bored. I'm done.
I don't think it's
okay,
that you're bored.
We're
I
done.
Think you just get antsy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you just have to get out of your seat. I know for a fact you were a nightmare in elementary school, probably getting up to sharpen your pencil every 5 seconds.
I was never in class. Yeah.
He's like, I wasn't
Nick,
there.
Nick told me he realized if you go to the bathroom every single class for 10 minutes, you miss a whole hour of school.
And then that's nice. Days of the school year. So.
Nice.
Very smart.
There's some math for you.
Nice.
Yeah.
It actually was the best getting up to go to the bathroom mm-hmm. during class. Like, just a little moment of relief.
It's quiet in
yeah,
the halls.
You're just like,
nobody's
I just
around.
Don't want to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was kind of a nice.
I told JC last night, I said, I kind of don't want to talk tonight. Like, while we were in bed, getting into bed, like, I kind of don't want to talk at all. I just want to like rest and get sleepy and go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So, love you.
Love you. Bye.
That's good. Yeah.
Keep in mind, we had been together all day, though. We literally did not spend 1 second apart that day. That was like the most we've been together in weeks. So, that was funny. Do you want to hear how he leads into it? Okay, so I'm not trying to be like mean or anything. I go, don't start like that. He's like, but I don't want to talk.
Yeah, but
I'm
if
like,
I just said I don't want to talk
without right.
saying I'm not trying to be mean.
Yeah.
I know. And you were very innocent when you said, I was like, no, I understand completely. And I
you,
like laughed.
You
I was
hate
like,
those prefaces.
Because it's...
I'm not trying to be rude. I'm not trying to be mean.
Yeah.
Who doesn't? It's yeah, I get it's it. Just innately say what rude you to say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I also get that it's him trying to, like, not be so...
blunt.
Abrupt. Yeah. And I was not offended at all. I was laughing. I'm like, it's fine.
I should have said that at the table. Look, I'm not trying to be rude.
But I'm bored.
But I'm super bored right now.
It's one of... It's the same thing we were saying. It's one of your best traits. You will say things to people that I'm like, I would never have the balls to say that in a good way where you, like, stand up for yourself or, you know, me. Where I'm like, I know you will stand up for me 100%. If someone's doing something, you'll call them out. Where I would be, like, way too scared. But... you know, it comes with a, it's a double-edged sword where you just say,
yeah.
It comes with a price.
Yeah, exactly. A little bluntness.
Thank you guys so much for coming on
Thanks
the pod.
Thanks for having us.
I could keep talking for another hour, but we gotta wrap this up.
We gotta get
up.
Some sour gummy bears.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for reminding me.
I kind of want Taco Bell. Taco Bell?
I'd be
just
bad.
You.
We're like, that's disgusting.
You are disgusting.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed this episode with the boys. Back at it again. Maybe you'll hear from them in another year. We'll see. We'll see. If you guys want to follow along with our Instagram, it's at What We Said Podcast. If you guys wanted to watch this episode on YouTube, just search What We Said Podcast. Very simple. And if you're feeling very nice and generous, you can leave us a 5-star rating and review. We would really, really appreciate it. We love you guys so, so much. And...
That's what we said. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy V-Day.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.